What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Trust is incredibly difficult to get. It's incredibly easy to lose. And it makes transparency more and more important, especially when we talk about difficult issues around gambling and sports. And we have to remember through all of this, there are different layers. And benefit of the doubt is something that maybe Major League Baseball doesn't deserve. But last time I checked, the Department of Justice does. And that is key for every conversation we have about Shohei Ohtani. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. I'm Jason Fitz, filling in for Doug. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. A rush to judgment. Stop me if you've heard this before in life. A rush to form opinions. A rush of, how could he? Well, he had to have. It must mean. The amount of times that we simply decide what makes sense because we're using our own life, our own experiences, and our own logic, and then we're wrong is stunning, but it never stops us from doing it. It's called confirmation bias. It's something that if you talk to prosecutors at a high level, you talk to juries, you talk to people around legal issues, they'll tell you all the time that confirmation bias is essentially saying, this is the outcome I think makes the most sense. So I'm going to stack all the bricks to make that outcome happen because it's what makes the most sense to me. And it's exactly what we've been dealing with from day one when it comes to Shohei. Everybody heard the same thing. Oh my gosh, his translator. Well, he must be taking the fall. There's no way a translator was taking money from him. There's no way the money could leave his accountant. He wouldn't know. There's absolutely no way any of this could be true. Based on what? How often do we see, unfortunately, seniors that are taken advantage of by con artists that take all of their money and leave them with absolutely nothing? And we sit there and we say, how could you? But it happens all the time. We can't make it make sense. I can tell you fairly definitively, I've been lucky enough in my life to interact with people that have made a lot of money. And almost every one of those people has a small group that does have access to accounts, that would have the ability, if they wanted to do terrible things, to do them. But we never wanted to pause and at least figure out if that made sense. And even from the outset, it was, well, how can they let Shohei get near the pitcher's mound? Now, how can they let him get near a baseball? How can we let him have a single at bat? You can't let him have anything to do with the game. He certainly must have bet on it. Based on what? How many times do we have to sit down and have the same conversation as a society about maybe it's better to get it right than get it first? How many times do we have to sit down as a society and say, hey, let's let this play out before we make big sweeping generalizations? And now, how many times do we have to turn around and beg people to listen to actual information when they made up their mind? See, here's the thing. Conspiracy theorists, all these things. Like, look, I'll be loud and proud on this. I don't give a damn about your conspiracy theories. I don't care if we never walked on the moon. Doesn't change my Friday. I don't. I don't care if you believe all of these things, the government's up to this and they're trying to take that. I don't care. Y'all, nothing I'm going to do is going to change any of that. Nothing I'm going to do is going to impact any of that. And whatever any of that means isn't going to change my Friday. So my reality is my reality. I'm just going to live it. You can call it blind ignorance if you want. I don't care. But where I'm right and where it affords me more luxury is that when information starts to come out, I don't immediately have to make somebody the bad guy. How many people from the outset were convinced that Shohei did everything wrong and the Major League Baseball would just cover it all up? That's why I'm glad personally that the Department of Justice got involved. That's why I'm glad this became a criminal investigation. And then think of all the people that from the beginning said, well, Shohei won't answer these questions. I mean, have they brought charges? Are they doing these things? I don't know if anybody's ever been involved in criminal investigations before, but less is more. The less you say, the better. Look, I watch Law and Order all the time. Now, from a personal life standpoint, my brother served 7 years for possession with the intent to distribute. So certainly I grew up around understanding the way the prison system works and understanding somewhat some of the legal system. But let's just go all the way down to just Law and Order, right? I watch Law and Order all the time. What's the first thing you learn if you're watching Law and Order? Don't say anything. Nothing. There is not a... Like, look, I'm just telling you, if everybody I love disappeared and the cops walked into my house and said, where are they? The first thing I'd say is lawyer. Why? Because I've watched enough Law and Order. I just don't want to get something pinned on me. It's not even a conspiracy. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to do the wrong thing. I want to get a lawyer and then have a lawyer help me through everything. That doesn't mean I'm innocent. Doesn't mean I'm guilty. It just means that I've watched enough Law and Order to be scared of everything. I'm a coward. Okay. So you're Shohei. You just found out the person you trust the most is taking millions of dollars from you. Not uncommon in the acting world, not uncommon in the entertainment world, but seems uncommon in sports. He's taking millions of dollars from you. The person you trusted the most has stolen from you. And not just a little bit of money, a lot of money. Now all of a sudden we're analyzing everything he says, everything he does, everything he did, everything he didn't do. All for what? As you heard in the beginning, the former interpreter, Ipe, accused of stealing more than $16 million over 2 years, has been booked. Federal authorities are involved, and that's where this becomes important. Because he's being charged with actual real crimes. Bank fraud carries a maximum fine of up to $1 million and or up to 30 years in prison, according to federal sentencing guidelines. Also, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said Thursday there's no evidence Ohtani had any knowledge of Missouri's gambling activities or his use of his bank account to pay his bills. Imagine that. Imagine everything that we have wasted time saying, presuming that absolutely it must be this, only to find out that the U.S. attorney and that you think they're protecting baseball? You think the Department of Justice is out here worried about what happens to a baseball star? No. They're not. They're just doing their jobs. At this point, they're just doing their jobs. And so what do we know? We know, according to the charges at this point, that from all of the evidence they've been able to find, which includes texts and phone calls, it includes all sorts of information from coding. If you go out and I read the whole affidavit, and it's pretty alarming when you start to read it, how much encrypted technology was used and how much they're actually analyzing all of the communication that was happening. And from everything they've analyzed, they can find no indication that Ipe bet on any baseball, number one. They can also find no indication that Shohei had any idea. So now what do you have? You're one of the greatest stars of his current generation in sports, all of sports, not just baseball, that has had somebody incredibly close to him take massive amounts of money. massive amounts of money. It's not uncommon for many musicians when they're starting to make it to sort of get a business manager, and that business manager helps you through everything. It's not uncommon. That business manager has access to your accounts, and then every few months you sit down with that business account, business manager, and you go over your accounts. You're supposed to. I know a lot of guys that aren't great at that. It gets really confusing and complicated when you start talking about financials and all these things, and you sort of got to trust the people that you hire. So what do? If the person you trust the most, because you're just not good with handling all that, is the one that's out here doing all this behind your back. You feel stupid. You feel used. You feel like the person that you relied on the most has let you down. And through all of it now, everybody that watches your sport, covers your sport, thinks about your sport, has decided that you're actually a bad guy doing the one thing that you cannot do. You're betting on your sport. We spent weeks saying the name Pete Rose and Shohei Ohtani in the same sentence with absolutely no evidence. We spent weeks associating one of the worst things you can do in sports, specifically in sports, particularly we all know there are plenty of people in sports that have done terrible things in life. But when it comes to just on the field, betting on sports when you're an athlete gives everybody the heebie-jeebies. And we immediately presume the worst, the sort of offense that would keep Shohei off of a baseball field, keep Shohei out of our concepts of baseball. We presumed the absolute worst at every step. Why? Because we applied our own personal logic to a situation we knew nothing about. Yet we've learned nothing from it, because we'll do it again next time. And I'm not lecturing. I'm not talking down to anybody. I've been part of the problem. Certainly. We all have. I guess the question is, when do we just default to being human beings in these situations? When do we default to letting things play out? When, as a culture, do we actually decide that we believe in innocent until proven guilty? When do we decide that the information we have today doesn't have to create a hot take? It doesn't have to create a news story? It can simply create analysis based solely on what we know right now. I say it all the time. One of the most interesting things about what we do in sports talk is we are asked genuinely to write a book report after every chapter of a book. Thing of it is, I can't come on radio or do any of my work with Yahoo Sports and decide that I'm not going to say anything about football season or college football until it's over. That would make me bad at my job. So as a result, I have to take the information we have, week one results, figure out what we're going to talk about for the next 30, 40 hours of content we're making that week. What are our takeaways, right? After 2 weeks, it might look a little different. What are our takeaways? After 5 weeks, what are our takeaways? This is a process. So we're forced to write a book report every single week when it comes to what we're seeing on the field, which means we might, after two chapters, say, wow, this is the best book I've ever read. And by the time you get to the end of it, you're like, man, this thing sucked. How many times have you watched a movie? And if they stop the movie 15 minutes in, you'd be like, oh, this thing's great. And by the time you get to the end of it, you're like, it's trash. I hated the ending. Right? We don't have that luxury in sports when it comes to the product we see on the field. Our jobs in sports media is to talk about things every single day that they're happening. Our joy as fans is about talking about things every single day that they're happening. The question is, when are we, as a society, going to establish some level of guidelines on how we approach the things that aren't just about what's happening on the field? When are we, as a society, going to decide that we're not going to approach everything like we know everything, because we don't have to? All we had to do when everything broke with Shohei was say, this is worth keeping an eye on. And as we get more information, we will let you know what we find out. It's what we should have done. It's what we didn't do. And now, because so many people made up their mind, and because as a society, we don't like to say, whoops, my bad. As a society, we've already decided innocence or guilt. And there's not a fact that we'll let get in the way of that. It's unfortunate. Because the one thing I know is I'll always stand up and say, man, I was wrong about that. I do it about my takes. I do it when I analyze people the wrong way. I do it in my personal life. And I do it in front of a microphone. Maybe we could do it a little less if we took this Dodgers example as one more reason that the best thing we can do is hold off on the sweeping generalized statements until we get all the information. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Jason Fitz filling in. All right, we're going to get to some of this draft talk because you've heard a ton of it. And I'm telling you, there is one rumor happening around the NFL draft right now that is absolutely mind-blowing that you should not take any weight to. We'll tell you about it next on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. I'm Fox Sports Radio, coming at you live from the TireRack.com studios. Jason Fitz filling in for Doug. I was just talking about the investigation by the Department of Justice. Bono's tweeted me, said, bro, you're cracking me up, an investigation. Of course, everything they're telling you is what you want to hear. If the truth came out, that would be the end of baseball, LMFAO. So that's the problem. Like, that guy, you can't respond to. There's nothing I can say to Bo, because Bo has now made up his mind that whatever information we're getting is full of lies, which means, like, again, you can give a conspiracy theorist facts all day long, and they won't believe it. But then you show them a Reddit thread about not landing on the moon, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I believe that. Like, it doesn't take much to get a conspiracy theorist to believe another conspiracy theory. It's just getting them to believe actual facts that are just apparently that's difficult. So I boil it all down to the lowest common denominator on here, because I think life at the end of the day is mostly usually about money at some level and platform on the other. Like, that's just sort of what happens. I guess my question is, who do you think is sitting there saying, oh, you know what? Let's protect baseball. Do you think baseball matters so much to the Department of Justice the people are like, hey, man, you know what? This is the one that we're gonna corrupt everything because we've got to save a baseball player. Nah, that just doesn't make any sense. The win isn't there. The long-term win isn't there. So, like, through all of it, ask yourself this. Like, trusting that people can't keep a secret, that nobody can, even NDAs don't keep people from releasing whatever they want to say about whenever, however. Like, so you'd be asking everybody involved to decide that the hill they're going to die on is protecting a Major League Baseball player that doesn't necessarily need protection. What's the worst case scenario? If they find out that Shohei bet on baseball, then Shohei gets banned. And then guess what? One of the biggest stars of the sports is gone. But guess what? Through all of that, baseball is still kind of where baseball was. Like, still kind of a regionalized sport. The problem with anybody that comes in is like, well, they're not telling you the truth. Okay, what else do you want? Like, what information would actually get you to sit down, shut up, and acknowledge it? The answer is nothing. And if the answer is that the only information you'll take is the information that supports what you believe, then you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem at that point. You're just stirring things up, and you're being that guy. We live in a society now that's like fifth graders that are all poking each other, trying to piss each other off at every single turn, and I don't understand it. It's the Gottlieb Show. I'm Jason Fitz filling in. While we talk about things that make me angry, rumors make me angry around the NFL draft, and particularly Malik Nabers. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the wide receiver, it came out, one reporter came out and said, there's concerns about his ego, and now there's concerns that he can't handle a big city. Those are the moments, again, where I would ask for transparency from those reports. I don't think that's a bad thing. That's one reporter telling you that. The problem with this is that this time of the draft, everybody's got an ulterior motive on everything. So just trying to sort through and figure out what's real, but also just the general concept that somebody wouldn't be prepared for the big city. I guess my question is based on what? Kid was born in Louisiana. He went to school at LSU. I mean, we've never really seen him in a big city. So how would we know? And you think that there's more attention on the big city than there is on being a wide receiver at LSU? Spent a pretty good amount of time there. Football players walk around on that campus. They're never invisible. These are the moments you got to look at it. You got to ask yourself the why and who it's coming from. And who it's coming from is a big part of it. Just anytime you see one outlying report from one outlining reporter, my question is just like, all right, what was the benefit? And an agent years ago always told me, if you want to figure out why something leaks, figure out who benefits from it. That's just the way the world works. So if all of a sudden you hear something about a player that drives down their value, well, it was probably leaked from the team because the team benefits from it. If you hear something about a team, you know, it might be driven by the agent because they want, getting a ton of money, driven by the agent. They want to make sure that their guy looks the right way. If you look at this Malik Nabers stuff, I would just implore everybody, watch the film. Just watch Malik play. And when you hear these rumors, it reminds me a little of C.J. Stroud last year. Everybody wanted to try and find something wrong with C.J. Stroud. Turns out, C.J. Stroud had a historic year. There's a reason why some of these things are floated, and it's just to try and make sure that guys possibly still get available later in the first round. It's trying to make guys fall so that it benefits other teams. And for all of us that are reading it, all you can do is just sort of couch it and say, okay, cool, if that's what you say. But you can't tell me that there's a single team out there that's going to sit there with Malik Nabers and say, oh, not really sure. Also, the big city aspect of it, like, the Giants and the Jets, I mean, their facilities, their practices, they're not really the big city. They're sort of outside the big city. Like Dallas, the Cowboys, they're outside the big city. Like how many of these teams are really living in big city environments? Vegas? I don't know. It's just these are the moments that from the draft standpoint, you just got to look at all of it and say, hey, let's just, again, to preach patience, let's wait a couple of weeks and see what actually happens in the draft. Monty, why don't you get us caught up with a little bit of what's trending, and then we'll get into some of this Tom Brady news that's out there everywhere.
Well, we're going to start with your favorite, the Masters, because Ooh. Tiger Woods is done for the day. He finished the second round plus one. The cut is currently plus four, so Woods becomes the only golfer in history to make 24 consecutive cuts at the Masters. So he's the GOAT for a reason, because he's doing stuff. That's right. Now, in the bogeyed, Bryson DeChambeau is 7-under par overall through 14 holes. Max Homa, Scotty Scheffler is still golfing. Max Homa is done for the day. Both of them are currently one shot back of Bryson DeChambeau. In college hoops, ESPN reported not too long ago that UConn 7'2" sophomore Donovan Clingan will enter the 2024 NBA draft. So will Duke forward Kyle Filipowski. The University of Kentucky has officially hired Mark Pope to be the school's new men's basketball coach. In the NBA, no Kyrie Irving for the Mavs regular season home finale tonight against the Pistons. He's out due to left hamstring soreness. Luka Doncic is questionable with left ankle soreness. And you were just talking about Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara. That's right. ESPN reported that he surrendered himself to authorities today. He's due in court in Los Angeles this afternoon. The report also says that Mizuhara is expected to be released on bond later today. Back to you, Jason.
Monty, you're so good at what you do. I just have to tell you that. Like, every time you read, like, it's just, I'm sorry. You just make it all sound so cool. It's just always, like, Monty's the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's just, I like my job. Makes it easy.
You know what? You can tell. You can tell. Monty's the best. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. I'm Jason Fitz, filling in for Doug. I want to bring everybody in on this conversation because I'll admit my bias. That's what I said earlier. Like, sometimes we just got to admit there are certain things. Like, I will never forget the fact that there's no such thing as a tuck and it was a fumble. It's just never going to work for me. So, like, every time Brady's back in the news, I slightly roll my eyes. I'm the first to admit that. So, Brady's back in the news because Tom Brady was asked about the concept of wanting to play again, and he made it clear that he's not ruling that out completely. It's complicated, but Shay, I'm bringing in Shay, producer extraordinaire here. Like, Shay, first and foremost, when Brady speaks, do we still have to listen?
Okay, so, I mean, we were kind of talking about this in the beginning and here how, I'm not in the beginning, during the break, where he kind of, why wouldn't we listen? You know what I mean? Like, he still has so much impact on the NFL. Like, we're still talking to him about him so much. And then on top of it, like, he wants to come back and maybe play. I don't know. Like, he's talking about it. And then the whole other thing is he might be an owner too. Like, we were looking into it at the break, and I know if you want to keep talking about this, you definitely can, but it's like, why wouldn't we? He is impacting the sport so much. It's almost like once LeBron retires, I think it's going to be something very similar because he's just going to have such a big impact on the sport no matter what he does.
Look, I don't care if somebody retires or doesn't retire. Just whatever you're doing, do it. And to the Tom Brady point, it's more nuanced, like so many things in the world, than just he wants to play. Because if you think about it, first and foremost, let's hear from Brady particularly. I think we have this here, Shay. Let everybody hear what Brady said when he was asked about playing.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they'd let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay. I don't know if they'd let me is an important detail here we're all just sort of glossing over. For anyone that doesn't know, it's been put in front of the owners that Tom Brady is set to become a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Mark Davis is selling him a small number of shares so he can become part of ownership. Currently, as it stands, an owner cannot also play. And the reason that that exists is because you could simply circumvent the salary cap by giving ownership stake to players, and then you don't have to count them for your salary cap. So it would be an unfair competitive advantage. So as of about a month ago, it was expected that at the next owners meeting, there will be a final vote on this, but it is expected to go through. There's no expectation that Tom Brady will not be a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, which means all of this is an absolute moot point, which is part of what frustrates me here, y'all. Like, because think about it. Brady knows what's at stake. He wants to be an owner, and this is the easiest way. Getting a small stake leads to a bigger stake, leads to eventually maybe owning a team. So this is a foot in the door towards the rest of his life and his future. For somebody that also has Fox sitting here waiting for Brady coming into this season, and they're basically benching Greg Olson in the booth, who's done a remarkably good job for them. There are so many moving pieces. Tom knows that. And then Tom comes in and says, well, I might still want to play. Like, if you're an owner that's about to vote on his ownership, does this not complicate that? Like, the fact that Brady is still going on and saying things like this has to raise some level of concern for everybody else that thinks that they're about to get into the business of post-playing career Tom Brady. Like, words have consequence, Shay. So, like, to me, for him to say all of this is just stirring the pot unnecessarily because he already knows he's not going to get on the field. He just wants us talking about him.
So, honestly, I thought this was kind of cool. Well, he said it on a podcast called Deep Cut where he's getting like a haircut, and it's with this guy, Vic Blends, which I found really random. Like, why there? You know what I mean? Why would you drop something that kind of means so much there? So it could also be to bring, I mean, it could have been something that they debated, like, hey, like, this is a new up-and-coming podcast, you know what I mean? Like, something like that. I mean, I know you don't like conspiracy theorists, but I was thinking it could be something that, because it's such a random podcast to say something like that. But at the same time, like, he's not really going on sports podcasts as much. And he has his own podcast, too, where I feel like he would have said that if he wants to bring people to his podcast. So it could be something like that. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but
No. But that actually makes a lot of sense. I never thought about this until just now that you mentioned it. But while we're just being open, because that's the way I like to do business, when I was doing middays on ESPN Radio with Harry Douglas, we were going to get Tom Brady for an interview on Fitz and Harry at the time. And we had to submit all of our questions in advance. Like, we literally had to write out what we wanted to talk to Tom about, and it had to go to Tom's people for Tom to approve before he would come on the show. So as you're saying that, like, nothing happens accidentally with Tom Brady. So, right, like, right. He has to know that this is going to be talked about, or if he gets asked that question and he doesn't want to answer it, he simply says, nah. So, yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew he was stirring the pot. Like, there is an element, and look, we can all do this. We've all got that one friend that walks into the party and knows the thing that they can say that's going to absolutely, I mean, like, it'd be no different for me to walking into a group of people in Nashville and then just being like, so, election year, huh? And then you just turn around and walk out, right? Like, you're just, all I'm doing is spinning them up. That's exactly what Brady's doing here. He's spinning all of us up and getting us talking about something that's never going to happen and promoting yet another Brady appearance, which keeps him in the news and also promotes his podcast. That you're right, Shay. I don't even think that's a conspiracy theory.
Right? It's like,
much.
It seems too random. Like, I don't want to be that guy that's like saying that, but it's just like, Brady has his own podcast that he could have said this so many times. Like, that this question has been asked so many times too. I feel like, is this it? Like, is this going to be it? Like, are you ever going to come back? And like, I remember him saying, like, right when he retired again for the second time, that he was like, yeah, this is it. Why would he, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. And especially with him becoming an owner, like trying to become an owner, I don't know.
Yeah, it just, this feels like a publicity stunt more than anything, you know, just stacking the bricks the way they are and understanding that if you're about to become a minority owner and you're about to make whatever, $18, $20 million from Fox, per year, I don't really understand how much money you'd have to get paid to put all of that on hold yet again, you know? And like I said, not for nothing, I think it's pretty unfair to put that over the head of organizations, but also to put that over the head of broadcast partners, knowing that Greg Olson made it clear, like, I talked to Greg at the Super Bowl pretty extensively. He made it clear that he intends to be on a number one crew somewhere and thinks that he's earned that right. So if you're Greg Olson, you're looking at your whole media career saying, man, I'm losing my chair to this guy, and this guy doesn't even know if he wants to go back and play. Like, that's the ripple effect of Brady, that he's smart enough to know he's creating, so he either just cares that much about being talked about, or he's just that indifferent to anybody else in the ancillary effect that happens from his spoken word. Like, that's just, I have a problem with that either way. Either way that we're looking at it, the fact that this is coming up is an issue for me. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. I'm Jason Fitz, filling in for Doug in the TireRack.com studios on Fox Sports Radio. And that's not the only thing that Brady said. And look, there's a lot of conversation about quarterbacks and Super Bowls. And Brady was asked, I think, a good question, who's going to be next, right? Like, which guy hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, and who's going to be next? This is how that went down.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think I pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
By the way, that's all from Deep Cut, the podcast. Vic Blends, Deep Cut there. So I want to give them some credit for that. What's interesting to me is Josh Allen, by the way, great player. To me, this is a reminder that we have to start couching our entire Super Bowl conversation differently. Because for eras, it was championship, championship, championship. But the interesting thing is Tom Brady sitting here saying who the person is that's going to break through also has to acknowledge that that person is going to have to break through the next Tom Brady to get it done. Patrick Mahomes at this point and the level of sustained success he's shown is undeniable. And not only do you have to have Patrick Mahomes, not only do you have to have the best quarterback, you have to have the best coach. Right now, currently in the NFL, without question to me, the best quarterback is Patrick Mahomes and the best coach is Andy Reid. So for everybody that thinks, you know what, we're going to go out and we're going to take down the Chiefs this year, the method to doing that is to have the best quarterback and have the best coach. Better than Reid and Mahomes. If you're not better than Reid and Mahomes, then you got to rely on getting lucky. And look, everybody can say this is an aberration, but also we just lived through this for a generation because you had to be better than Brady and Belichick or you had to get lucky. I know there was a gap in there where they didn't win the Super Bowl for a minute. Things didn't quite click for them. But when you look at the body of work overall, we have to acknowledge that there is a context to the conversation. Like when we talk about Mike Tomlin's sustained success in the NFL and the number of Super Bowls he's won when his career is done, we also have to acknowledge that for many years, he had a great team that just wasn't quite as great as the Patriots. That's just fact. That doesn't mean that he wasn't great. That doesn't mean those Patriot teams weren't great. It's just part of the context of the conversation. There's a difference between, man, he's only won one Super Bowl, and he's only won one Super Bowl because he was a starting quarterback in the peak of Mahomes. That's the thing you can't really factor in. That's where, you know, I think Monty said it really brilliantly earlier, talking about the Masters. What makes it appealing is it is a competition. But part of what also makes it appealing is that to people that love the Masters, it's one-on-one. We treat the football conversation like it's one-on-one, and it isn't. Josh Allen could have the best year we've ever seen in NFL history this year. He could literally set every record we have ever seen. And it doesn't mean the Bills will win the Super Bowl. He could literally have a historic season, the likes that we have never even imagined. He could throw for 60 touchdowns. And it doesn't mean that all of a sudden we're not facing an AFC championship game where the defense gives up a 12-second touchdown to Mahomes and all of a sudden Buffalo's hearts are broken again. That's why the conversation around championships and forcing that to be part of the legacy is one of the laziest things we do in all of sports. Because then all we got to do is we got to look at one thing. Oh, man, my God, he won Super Bowls. He must be great. Really? Or he must have been on great teams. Could have been an important part of great teams. You can be an absolutely incredible player and never have a Super Bowl win. Cough, Dan Marino. And let me ask you, if you go all the way back to that era and you could pick a quarterback and you could pick Jim Plunkett, who's got two Super Bowls, or you could pick Dan Marino, who's got none, who you taking? I think we all know the answer to that. We can't live in a world. It's impossible. It's short-sighted. It's borderline irresponsible to live in a world where we simply make a quarterback better than another quarterback because they won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer is not a better quarterback than Dan Marino. Trent Dilfer is not a better quarterback, was not a better quarterback than Josh Allen. And this era right now, we're going to get Josh Allen. We're going to get Joe Burrow. You can go up and down the list. Young quarterbacks in the AFC, Justin Herbert. We're going to get a ton of them. And there's a very real chance that absolutely none of them win a Super Bowl. And that doesn't mean they weren't great. That means they weren't the greatest of all time with the greatest of all time coach. Because Brady and Belichick was a combination, like Voltron from the 80s. There's robots built together, greatest of all time level. I talk about tiers all the time, like alcohol, like bar. Top shelf liquor, it's Brady Belichick. You know who's sitting right next to him on top shelf now? Mahomes and Reed. Now, you can get on that shelf. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win a championship. And the sooner we accept that and start actually bringing full context into the conversations that we're having, the better our conversations will be. We'll continue our conversation on the Masters, get to the latest coming up next on the Doug Gottlieb Show. I'm Jason Fitz, filling in on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Jason Fitz, filling in for Doug. Guys, I'm shook. I'm shooketh. I am shook to my core. I have just seen all of the different statues. And I think I owe the 76ers an apology, maybe? I can't figure this out, okay? Because for anyone that didn't see, Allen Iverson got a statue today. They showed the unveiling. It's a crossover statue that I joked looks like a crossover between a statue and a Funko Pop. Absolutely tiny compared to what we're used to from a statue, especially in a city that has a Rocky statue that is like 87 feet tall. I don't know how tall it is. Don't at me. But now, Shay, producer extraordinaire, has sent me a video from the NBA of all of the Sixers royalty that have statues, and they are all tiny. Like, tiny statues outside the practice facility seems to be a thing. So many questions, not the least of which is, why tiny statue? Shay, like, I don't know how to feel about this, because you see some of these names and it's like Wilt and Dr. J, Moses Malone, Charles Barkley. These were big men with tiny statues. I don't understand it.
So, yeah, I mean, well, I'm not going to mention this. I'm going to mention this also. Allen Iverson's statue still seems like the smallest one out of all of those statues. But yeah, I mean, there is a common theme. I mean, I'm sure if we were there, we would be like, oh, this is so cool. And like, you see all of them. But when you just see them one by one, you're just like, why? Like, it doesn't really make sense. But no, okay, if I was there and if I was to see them like all right next to each other, I'm sure it'd be a really cool picture, or I'm sure it'd be really cool. But at the same time, without the context, yeah, I did. I was like, what's going on here? Like, why would, especially because AI is small, like he's not a big player either. I thought they were trying to do something fun with that, and I was like, this just doesn't make sense at all. But now that we have the context, it makes way more sense, and it looks good. I mean, the statue itself looks good, and I was looking at all the other statues. Like, there's a lot of big names there too. So I mean, I would love to go there and see it myself. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a lot more inclined to go see it now, if that makes sense.
But here's the thing, like, Monty, have you seen the tiny statues? What do we call these? Like, mini statues? Or the
tiny statues, yeah. Yeah, I saw it. And it does, okay, it puts a little bit more of perspective into it, but it does still look smaller than the rest. Those look small, but like elongated, almost alien-like, some of them, right? This right. just looks really just small and compact. I don't know.
I'm looking at this thinking, what's, if just playing the devil's advocate here, if I'm the 76ers, do I keep adding to these statues, or do I just take these statues, give them back to the families of each of the people that have the glory of it, and replace them with actual real-size statues? Because these just don't feel like imposing. The 76ers have a history. They could be showing off with some of this greatness. And instead, I mean, Monty's right. Like, the Wilt one looks kind of like a weird alien that's kind of tiny.
Right,
and like,
a little bit.
Like, all of them, I mean, they look more like ballerinas than they do basketball players, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like these would be really imposing if they were life-size. Like, I mean, you're the 76ers. Give me life-size. Show off the greatness of the people that have worn the jersey with life-size. That's what I'm looking for, Monty.
No, I'm with you. I completely agree. But clearly, I think this is something they're going to keep doing if they've added this little one. Maybe Shea's onto something that if we were there, we would feel differently about it. But let me tell you, social media is still saying it's too small. Even though we know now that it's part of this lineup that they have, social media is still like, yeah, no.
I mean, and that explains AI, by the way. Like, because Allen Iverson was choked up with it and was really emotional and was, like, thankful for it. And my immediate thought was, well, that must have been before he saw it, right? But now we know, like, I'm sure if he's walking by that all the time around the practice facility, he's seen those legends. He knows what it means to have a tiny statue amongst the other tiny statues. But, like, I think maybe I'm still just rocked to my core because the Rocky statue is full size. Like, I know he's not a 76er, but Monty, he's full size Rocky.
He is a full size Rocky. No, he's definitely making a statement with that statue. AI's statue is barely making a sentence.
I can't imagine. Like, it's one of the things that's weird. If you're lucky enough to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, like, how do you find them? Like, if you have a statue, you tell your family, like, go see the statue. Yeah, they're the tiny ones by the practice facility. It's like the seventh one down. You can't miss it. Like, if I got a statue, I don't want to have to give anybody directions on how to find it. Monty, appreciate your great work today. Iowa Sam, of course, and Shea, as always. Thanks for hanging out with me. I've been Jason Fitz in for Doug Gottlieb. Stick around. More Fox Sports Radio coming at you next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.